Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, friends. It is an unfortunate fact that humans are worth quite a lot. I did a quick online search, and on the black market, it seems that each person is worth roughly about $500,000. Now, on average, kidneys are worth $200,000, a liver is worth about $150,000. And very surprisingly, a heart is only worth about $120,000. Now, in most countries, it is illegal to sell your organs, and the reason is to prevent people from being kidnapped and killed for their organs. Now, the question is, how are these body parts ending up in the black market? Hi, I'm Teddy, and welcome to A Briefcase. Today, we are covering the case of the Taiwanese organ harvesting scam. Now, I want to start this case with an urban legend that I watched on the Discovery Channel series Urban Legends when I was a kid. And so now, urban legend goes like this. So it's an American series. So imagine you're in Las Vegas, and you're out with the boys on a stag party or like a bachelor's night out, and you're not the groom, you're one of the groomsmen, and all in all, you're just there for a great time. So you go to the club, and at the club, lucky you, this hot, tall, incredibly good-looking woman, she could literally be a supermodel, she is hitting on you, not the other way around, and she is the one who is buying you drinks, and you just think, oh wow, I must be really bringing my game tonight. And towards the end of the night, she says something like, oh, I don't want the night to end, big boy, let's go back to mine. And so you go back to her hotel room, and it's a little bit more of a budget setup, but it's fine, you're gonna hook up with a hottie. That is, until you pass out. And then the next morning, you wake up in the bathtub, covered in ice, missing one of your kidneys. Okay, so when we look at cases like these, we always think that it's some sort of nameless, faceless criminal organization. And one of the problems with this kind of criminal activity is that you never expect it from people that you know. You expect it from nefarious, unfeeling strangers. Our case starts in Taoyuan, in Taiwan. And it starts with a man called Ah Wei. So one day, Ah Wei was chilling and he receives a call or maybe a message from someone that he kind of knows. What do you know? It is a girl from his primary school. Now, at this point of time, the girl, Xie, is about 29, and we can assume that Ah Wei is around the same age. And so Xie says something like, oh, Ah Wei, why don't we meet for a drink or something in Taoyuan? I want to talk to you about a job opportunity. And the thing is that whenever people do something like this in Singapore, you assume it's like an insurance agent recruitment drive or an MLM or somebody trying to sell you insurance, I don't know. That is literally the worst case scenario. And I'm guessing that Ah Wei might have been thinking the same thing because he goes to meet her. And when they meet, they have some rice wine. And she starts selling him on this amazing job opportunity in Cambodia. And she's telling him all the great things about Cambodia and how he can work as like a business assistant for $60,000 to $70,000, which is about $2,500 to $3,000 Singapore dollars. And now you're like, oh, this is sounding suspiciously like the Cambodian scam centers that we talked about in another episode. But then she gets him hella drunk, brings him for some x-rays, and depending on the source, they say that the x-rays were part of, like, you know, the employment requirements. And then we know that he's good and drunk and floppy. She hands him over to a shithole gang, a snakehead gang. When talking about this particular case, we have to provide some context on shithole gangs, which translate into snakehead gangs. And these are a type, specifically a type of gangs that are known for trafficking people into countries. So they're usually Chinese gangs that traffic people into countries like the US or UK. And usually after paying the upfront fee, they traffic people by really dodgy means, really dangerous means into countries. And even if you make it to the destination country alive, you're basically in debt to them for the rest of your life. And sometimes these gangs even use this kind of criminal travel agency trafficking as an opportunity to trick girls into prostitution. So it's sex trafficking. So it's just dodgy business all around. Now, Xie sells Ah Wei to one of these gangs, and in exchange, she gets about 10,000 new Taiwan dollars, which is honestly roughly about 430-ish Singapore dollars, which I think is a pretty shitty payout for such a great betrayal. You know what I mean? Now, at first, they bring Ah Wei to a bunch of different banks to try to open savings accounts. And I speculate that the reason why they wanted to do this is to use those accounts to maybe launder money. But, you know, we don't know. I'm sure that a criminal gang would have been able to find many uses for a savings account. But because they were bringing in a very obviously drunk man to open a bank account, the bank refused. And so I also think it's kind of odd that at that point of time, the banks didn't call the police because there are a bunch of dudes bringing their drunk friend, quote-unquote friend, to open bank accounts. Well, since they couldn't use them for the bank accounts, they start a new Telegram account and they start advertising him. They send out a series of ads looking for buyers for fast deals. They also work with an agent called a car dismantler. Except the car is a person, you are the car, and they are dismantling your liver, your kidney, and your cornea. Very quickly, they receive an offer for Ah Wei for 2 million new Taiwan dollars. And now I think he got a little bit shortchanged given the numbers that we found on Google, because 2 million dollars would have been around 85,000 Singapore dollars. So much less than 500,000. They set up this deal and they agree to meet at a parking lot to pass Ah Wei over. And when they finally meet, instead of another group of gangsters, or maybe like an undercover medical crime syndicate, they get caught by a group of undercover policemen. In total, 5 people are caught, including the 29-year-old primary school friend, Xie. And so now that was the initial arrest, and after this whole sting, they caught another 4 people related to the case. So it was a pretty extensive, pretty successful sting, I would say. And so Xie was also part of this operation, and her main job was to look for people. Her main job was to look for piglets, which is what they called their victims. And honestly, it's kind of insulting. And if there is a lesson to be learned from this case, is that you should be kind of suspicious when you have primary school friends that you don't really talk to suddenly reach out to you to have a drink. Thanks for listening to this week's episode of A Brief Case. On a more personal note, recently I sliced my finger while chopping onions and it was very unfortunate and I bled all over the floor. Anyway, I was thinking about this case recently specifically because I've had a lot of people, not from like even university, but from like junior college and secondary school who have become insurance agents. And so these people who I actually haven't spoken to in at least a decade, they suddenly come sliding into my DMs and you can almost tell that it's a template because they come in pretty hot. They are like, oh, hey, Teddy, haven't spoken to you in a while. Let's meet up for drinks. When, like, the reality is that we barely spoke in JC and the only reason we talked was because we had, like, classes that overlapped. I just thought it was pretty funny and that this is the worst case scenario that not just an insurance agent, but somebody who's out for your organs slides into your DMs. So stay safe out there. And as always, you can find us online at abriefcasepodcast.com and on Instagram at abriefcasepodcast. And do join us next week for another brief case.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.